Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's Congressman Don Young published an op-ed in the Vancouver Sun recently saying that Canada nearly killed Alaska's cruise season. He says that he introduced a bill to reform the Passenger Vessel Services Act and to allow cruises to permanently bypass Canada, saying that he wants his Canadian friends to hear directly from him, that he penned an op-ed about the bill in the Vancouver Sun. He said COVID-19 exposed critical vulnerabilities in Alaska's economy, which required emergency action to save a portion of the 2021 summer cruise season. The return of cruise ships to Southeast Alaska brought much-needed economic activity to the region. He says it also served as a reminder that in the future we cannot allow such a vital portion of our economy to be held hostage by a foreign country. In this case, he says Canada. In May, Congressman Young said,
"They got hurt badly last year. We couldn't afford 2 years of that. And I'm just pleased that everybody worked together to solve a problem that Canadians caused, and I hope they understand I'm going to work on the land part of it now and see if we can't get a better way to traverse Canada from the lower 48 to another state, Alaska."
Young said that without the passage of the Alaskan Tourism Restoration Act, Canada's port closures would have doomed the 2021 cruise season, despite our ability to mitigate COVID-19 on large cruise vessels. Young also said Canada's power to cancel Alaska's 2021 cruise season was only possible because of a U.S. law known as the Passenger Vessel Services Act.
"I've introduced a bill to circumvent the Jones Act temporarily, and they're worried it may become permanent, so they may come out with a statement of allowing a ship to dock with no expelling of any passengers in the Canadian."
That was in April. Upon the expiration of the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act, Canada, he says, once again will have the de facto veto authority over Alaska's cruise industry. His proposal states that voyages no longer would have to stop in or originate in Canada. A veteran-run workforce training program has announced a new career program for aircraft maintenance that will be run at the airport in Anchorage with the goal of giving veterans more chances to succeed after leaving the military. It's called Viper Transitions, or Veteran Internships Providing Employment Readiness. Viper President Kyle Kaiser, who created the program in 2018 to reduce suicide among veterans, told Alaska's news source,
"That really is the biggest downfall for vets getting out of the military. You come in thinking that you're going to have a smooth transition into the civilian world, and it's just not there."
Kaiser said he created Viper to give veterans a place to share their experiences.
"I lost one of my friends that I served with to suicide. A lot of times you might talk to a counselor that maybe hasn't ever been in your shoes, and you don't feel like you can connect with them."
According to 2019 numbers from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, 25 veterans committed suicide around Alaska that year. According to a National Veteran Suicide Prevention Annual Report from the department, that's 399 fewer compared to 2018. Still, over 6,200 veterans nationwide took their own lives in 2019, according to the report. For example, David Hyde said,
"I've had 7 veterans that I know personally in the last 6 months commit suicide."
Hyde retired in 2015 after 4 years as a mechanic in the Marine Corps. These days, he's pursuing a career in aviation maintenance with Viper. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.